This is STPP News, and I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services may pull funding from the Rosebud Indian Health Service Hospital. A recent inspection found what are called dangerous deficiencies in care. The agency placed the Rosebud IHS facility on immediate jeopardy status last week. The hospital has until the end of the month to fix problems. Hospital officials have closed surgical and OBGYN units after citations for similar issues. Details about the inspection and current deficiencies have not been released. An IHS spokesman says the hospital has submitted an improvement plan. South Dakota's Turn-In Poachers program is in its 33rd year. Game Fish and Parks officials say as hunting seasons approach, they encourage people to call the Turn-In Poachers hotline if they see illegal activity. Conservation Officer Specialist Joe Keaton says nearly 150 arrests were made through the hotline last year.
Obviously, we would like no violations at all, but if you look at what the program's intentions are, and that's really to encourage people that see violations to turn those violations in, we've been very successful constantly year after year. We have concerned citizens and sportsmen and sportswomen out there that see violations and they're bothered by it, and they make a call to us, which then is relayed to a conservation officer.
Keaton says last year's arrests came from 261 investigations prompted by callers. He says arrests that lead to convictions can mean a reward of up to $500, with larger refunds possible in larger cases. He says reward funds do not come from taxes. Rather, hunters may contribute when they apply for a license. More news available at listen.sdpb.org. Becoming mostly sunny up in the northeast this afternoon, partly to mostly cloudy elsewhere. Showers and storms possible West River and down south. Highs in the 70s and the 80s. You're with STPB.